Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Praise the Lord. It truly is once again an honor and a blessing to be here this evening to host Brother Dwayne Harshaw to share a word of inspiration, to be able to share something that may help someone, including myself. To God be the glory. I'm so thankful and blessed to be here this evening, late this evening, thanking the Lord for life, health, and strength. Thanking the Lord for blessing me to be able to see a new day that wasn't promised to me. Thanking the Lord for my surroundings, all of the blessings that He's blessed me with around me. I thank God for the program in general. I thank the Lord for each and every program that we have on this ministry program, each and every one that shares a word of the gospel and God's grace and mercy towards each and every one of us. I thank the Lord for true salvation, for being saved, sanctified, seeking one day to be filled with His precious Holy Spirit. Not taking anything lightly, because life is too short. So much is going on around us. So much is happening within the families and loved ones. I want to thank the Lord for Bishop Armstrong for blessing me to be a part of this program. We're going to do our prayer request, and then after that, go into the show, the program. I would like to request prayer for myself and my family, my companion, all of my loved ones, all of our leaders in the church ministry. A special prayer for my pastor, Bishop R.C. Bryant, and his companion. Special prayer for our assistant pastor who I picked up and took over the help that has been needed within the church when she has a lot surrounding her. We want to continue to lift her up in prayer, her companion. We thank the Lord for our church members. I want to continue to remember them in prayer, each and every one that represents a family within the Unity Holy Church of God. We're praying for our church body, the incarcerated, the children, our family members, the sick and the needy, the rest homes, the hospitals, the doctors, the COVID patients that are still suffering daily, going through situations in life. We have so many things that we could mention, the cancer patients, the diabetes patients, the heart people just having heart problems today, that has had to have heart transplants, some people that I know, and their young people. We pray for all of the bereaved family tonight that are going through with the struggle of a lost loved one. Our precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, it's once again, we come before you, Lord, as humble as we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for so much, for your mercy and grace. asking you to guide the words that I say, dear Lord. Continue to guide my heart and mind, dear Lord. Continue to work through this ministry program, dear Lord, and help us to give what you would have us to give. Help us to be real with everything that we do, dear God, to the Word of God. We ask that you bless each and every request that's already been made, Lord, each and every person, each and every loved one. We ask you, dear God, to open up our understanding, Lord, and help us, Lord, to be leaders of your word, dear God, not to be ashamed, Lord, not to hold back, dear God, to share with each and every one that we may come in contact with, Lord, to let them know time's winding up, dear God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, they are not paying attention to the things going on in the world. So many things is happening. So many people's dying week in and week out. So many mass murders around and about, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes. We don't know, dear God, what this world is going to bring. But we know there's a lot of evil in the world, dear God. A lot of deceiving, Lord. A lot of false ministry, false prophets, Lord. We ask you to help us, Lord, and give us discernment of spirit, your children, and give us understanding, dear Lord, to stand on your word and your promises, knowing, dear God, if we continue to keep our focus on you, we can't go wrong. We thank you, Lord, for everything that's already been said and done. We thank you for what you've already done, dear God, in our lives and around us. We thank you, Lord, for what you are doing right now, Lord. And we thank you in advance, dear God, for what you're going to do. Help us to be obedient to your word. Help us to be good servants, dear Lord. Help us to love one another and pray for one another, dear God. Help us, Lord, to live again. We ask all of these blessings in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. We do want to thank the listeners. We do want to thank each and every one out there that may be online, listening around and about, the callers. Each and every one, we thank God for you. Hoping that there'll be a blessing in what we share tonight, a blessing in what we say, being led by the Holy Spirit to do what's right. Not in our eyes to see, but in God's eyes, the way that he sees us, that we have to live according to his will and his word. Wanting to have the love of Jesus deep down inside. So help us, Lord, to understand that it is you that is the main source for everything we go through. We can look to you and ask for help. We'll put ourselves in situations sometimes, and we want to play the blame game. But God has given us our own free will to do things in life. We know right from wrong. Sometimes we make the wrong decisions. And we have to look back and say, well, Lord, help us. We understand sometimes the situations of things, but yet still we go ahead anyway, knowing the consequences behind it. And we have to say, Lord, help us. Because he is our help. Tonight, I was just thinking, I heard this said before through our sister pastor, where are you going to spend eternity? Where are you going to spend eternity. We have a choice. And we have to make a choice, because we have been given a choice through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He died, buried, and rose again, that we may have that opportunity to either live or die. It was our choice that he gave us, to make our own choice on what we want to do. I have something right here. It says, everyone has an appointment with death and will spend eternity in heaven or hell. Where are you going to spend eternity? It's letting us know that we have two choices, and we're not going to miss both of them. We're going to be in one or the other place in life throughout eternity. Okay, it says everyone dies, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. And as it is appointed upon men once to die, but after this, the judgment. So, if the Word of God is letting us know, this is something that we know for a fact that's going to happen once upon a time, unless we live to see the rapture. But it says everyone dies, because the Word says it was once appointed. And then we look at the next one, says everyone is a sinner. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We all have, but Jesus has made a better way. When he died, God sent his son, his only begotten son, for our cause, to be able to live, repent of the sins in our lives, and ask him to come into our lives and guide our lives and lead us into righteousness, to do his will, to be obedient to his word, that we can make a change in life. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor adulterers, or idolaters, nor infamous, or abusers, or of themselves will man. Okay, wait a minute. Let me get this right. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, idolaters, nor infamous, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, not thieves, nor covetousness, nor drunkenness, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. This is letting us know we're not going to enter the kingdom of God if we live within any of these things that has been said, and we don't get our life right and aligned with the Word of God, asking him to forgive us of the sin and get away from it and turn our lives away from sin unto salvation. The Bible lets us know that we have choices in life, to live or die. Where are you going to spend eternity? We want our families to know these things. And we want our friends and loved ones around us to know these things, because Life is short. We just lost another loved one yesterday. No one expected it to happen. And we don't look for these things in life. But things happen in life because the Word of God lets us know. And when we lose someone, it hurts so bad to have to go through those situations of a loss of a loved one. It hurts so bad to have to know that you've lost a child, a brother or a sister or a mother or a father. It's a bad feeling. But we don't know when God's going to call our number. But we do know it's once appointed for everyone. Revelations chapter 21, verse 8 says, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers, adulterers, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." So the thing is, we have a lot of people. Now, I've had a friend to tell me that he just died and go to hell, and he thought that was the end of it. And when I tried to explain to him that that wasn't the end of it, what the Bible says, he looked at me kind of funny because he didn't. I guess he hadn't never heard it before or thought about it, and I guess he thought I was kind of crazy telling him these things. You know, he thought after he died, having fun doing what he was doing, he just, you know, died and that was it. But the Word lets us know there's something coming after we as Christians just fall asleep. And the life goes out of the sinner. It's his first death, and then he will wake up for the judgment of the second death, not to even live out through eternity, but to live throughout eternal damnation. That's why we share this with our loved ones, our family, and our surroundings, because we want them to understand. And I want to be honest about it. Myself, when I was out into the world, I can relate to some of the things that they were doing and the way that they don't want to hear certain things, because I was the same way. And it took the Lord to change my heart and mind. Even though I had people around me explaining and telling me about the Lord, but I wasn't ready to come in. But if I would have died in my sin, I would have been lost. But God had mercy on me to let me live to serve Him, to be able to share this with someone else. His mercy and grace is the only reason that I'm here. And I've had a near-death experience in my life, and I understand that, you know, it could have been me. I tell people I'm living off of borrowed time because I feel like my life should have been over then. But God seen better things and had a better plan for the things in my life. So I can relate to why sometimes they're out there, but we can't give up on them. We got to continue to pray. We got to continue to share the Word. We got to continue to encourage through God's Word, because that's the way that we had to come in through. Somebody had to encourage us. Someone had to pray for us. Someone had to speak and let us know about these things. So this is why we have this ministry program that we have been blessed to be a part of, to share with people. And I thank God for it, because I know the kind of life that I live outside of God's will when I was into the world. Never thought that I would be sitting in a position or with a changed heart and a life serving the Lord the way I am now, because I always thought when I was living out in the world, I can't have no fun as a Christian. But I was foolish, didn't truly understand the true thoughts of the Word of God, and I was living a deceitful life, and I wasn't looking to serve the Lord because I thought I was having too much fun. But each and every one that may be listening online, out around the world, wherever you may be, if you have children, please, please, fathers, mothers, have Bible study. Read with your children. Pull out your Bible sometimes and read a Bible verse. Ask the Lord to give you understanding. Look up things within the Word of God that may give you commentary on it, to get an understanding of what it means. Don't just take the first thing you see and feel like that's the end of it, because there's a whole lot more meaning behind these verses of the Word of God. And it's there to help you learn better, to know more about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and all that he's done. When you read in the Gospels, to let you know what Jesus has done for us, what he went through, what he had to suffer, the pains, the spit upon, the abuse that he went through. Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The gift of life only comes through our Savior, Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the true gift, the true free gift that everyone can have, the true free gift of eternal life. No charge. Shirley Caesar made a song, and the mother said no charge in what she done for the son. But Jesus has no charge for what he done for his creation, God's creation, and his creation. We can live to be children of God. A lot of people say, well, I'm a child of God. If you're not living according to the will of God, and have not repented to accept the Lord into your heart, and living throughout the Word of God and being obedient to it, you are not a child of God. You are a creation of God. But in order to become a child of God, you have to receive Christ into your heart after you repent, confess with your mouth. We have to understand God's word is true. It says the Bible teaches we are all lost, hell-bound sinners, and cannot save ourselves. If you die with only one sin on your account, you will go to hell, which is a place of everlasting punishment, Matthew chapter 25:46, everlasting fire, Matthew 25:41, everlasting burning, Isaiah 33:14. Unquenchable fire. Matthew 3:12. Praise the Lord. We know that we have to trust the Lord, live by his word, and continue to serve as the Bible has taught us. I'm going to open up the mics here. We're going to get some more encouraging words and some more comments about God's word and Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for all that has been done and continues to be done in our lives if we receive it and continue to take it to heart to be true, because people, young people, is dying. Drugs, overdose, whatever it may be, is happening. So we have to continue to share the word of the Lord, encourage and show love towards our young people, not to put them down, but to try to help them and lift them up. They've been put down so much because of the tattoos, the earring piercings, the clothes they wear. They don't even want to go to church anymore. My niece has told me, said a lot of her friends said that's the reason why they don't go. People look at them funny because of the way they dress, the things they like to wear, the things that they do, you know, in a way that they do it. So they don't want to come to church because of this, but when they come in, we got to show genuine love at heart. Embrace them. Let them know we love you. We're glad to have you. And get them in. Give them God's word with love with it. And just let them go ahead and enjoy a service to where they will start to understand. If you put them down before they get in and they don't come in and return back, think of the hurt and the pain that you have put on them. That's not what we are here to do. Not to put down or hurt anyone. Not to disrespect. Not to show favoritism. We're here to share the word of the Lord with love, joy, peace, the best that we can, and the truth. Everyone, we have your mics open. If you have anything you would like to say or anything, your mic is open. Good evening to everyone. Thank God for you. Anyone would like to have anything to say? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, my brother.
How you doing tonight?
Good, good, good. So we must continue with the Lord. Once we receive him in our heart, we must continue with the Lord.
So
we
true.
Can't just, you know, I was at a funeral Sunday, and the minister said the young man got saved when he was young. But the thing about that, you have to continue with the Lord.
You yes,
can't
you
just
do.
Get saved when you're a boy and then start living any kind of way. You have to continue with the Lord.
Yes,
and
you
continue
do.
To pray and walk according to God's word. But so this thing where they're saying once saved, always saved, now that's a lie from Satan.
Yes,
but
it
if
is.
You continue with the Lord, and as you get grown, you continue with him, it's okay, but if you get saved and then go back out in the world, you're not gonna make it. You can't make it that way. Because you have to come back and repent, and the Lord will take you back. But people act like, okay, I got saved when I was 10 years old And, yes. and I'm still saved when I'm grown, but if you don't continue with God, no, you have to continue walking with God.
You
have
gotta
to
continue to
him.
Have that complete life
you
from the beginning
to
the end.
Yeah,
it don't matter how young, it's good that you get saved young, but the problem is in between time, you go out in doing the worldly things, then
that's right.
You can't say, well, I'm still saved because you're doing the things of the world. I mean, like I've heard many ministers say that God's not taking your salvation from you. You are making a way to get away from salvation by the way you live. You have to come back, and the same thing that you did to get saved when you was young, you messed up, you have to continue to do the same thing to stay saved by repenting, confessing them sins, and asking the Lord to forgive you and come back into your life. Because if you don't, you're going to be lost.
That's right. I don't know if the young man did or not. I don't know, but... You know, God knows. I hope he did. But you have to continue walking with God in order to stay in fellowship with the Lord.
Yes, you do.
That's what you must
do.
Because the word of God said God knows those that are his. Praise
the
Lord. So I thank God that he is a forgiving God. And he knows if we're his or not. We can't fool God. He knows us.
That's
better than we know ourselves. So that's why we have to ask God, you turn the searchlight on me, Lord. If there's anything in me that shouldn't be, you take it out.
Mm-hmm.
And
see,
Lord, because the Word of God said the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? Only the Spirit of God. So we have to search ourselves and ask God to search us and walk according to the Word of God. Because the word will clean you up if you want to be clean. That word will clean you up. And you can live a clean life before God. You can live according to his word. If you want to, God will help you. But you have to want to live according to God's word. By reading the word and living right, praying, seeking his face. This is the best life to live is for the Lord. People make
that's
things,
right.
Oh, you can't have fun serving God. Yes, you can, because
yes,
he changes your desire. He gives you a new desire. You don't desire to do the things you did before you came to the Lord. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus, and he changes you from the inside out, and your desire changes. And this is the best life that I can live, and I enjoy serving God. My desire has changed, and I thank God for the life that he has gave me to live. I thank God for my spiritual family. Praise the Lord. I'm just enjoying Jesus going this way, and I thank God because I'm looking forward to serving him for the rest of my life. My heart is fixed.
Amen.
And my mind is made up. And I know I'm going to be able to live with him forevermore. And I thank God for the love and the joy and the peace that I have on the inside.
Amen.
Thank
that
God.
Makes a difference, too.
Yes, it does. You don't have to worry about
it. It makes a difference.
Having hate and malice and envy in your heart. But you just have love down on the inside.
That's
the best life to live is living for the Lord.
Oh, yes.
For that.
It's like this
scripture
says. It says the Bible teaches we are all lost, hell-bound sinners, mm-hmm. and cannot save ourselves. If
that's
you die with only one sin in your, on your account, you will go to hell, which is place of everlasting punishment, everlasting fire, everlasting burning. Unquenching fire, and it gives the verses for that. So it lets us know we have to repent. We can't live a life outside of salvation and say we're still saved.
No, we can't.
Because if you feel that you are, it lets you know in the one sin can cause you to, you can live as a Christian all your life, but if you die and knowing that you committed that one sin and you don't repent and get it right, you're not going to make it.
You're not going
to
make it.
So we have to realize this is an ongoing, everyday process, and we make mistakes. We mess up sometimes. But if you've got a repentant spirit and ask the Lord to help you, he will.
He'll help you.
He will. He's done it too many times for me. And I know we just can't go out there and continue to willfully do what we want to. Some people say, I just ask God to forgive me. He'll do it. It's not the way the life of salvation is to just continue to worry about, he'll forgive me for this. You have to live a life of a Christian the way that the Word of God tells you and do what the Bible lets you know and live that life according to God's will.
If you mess up,
you will know you messed up because your conscience will not let you rest.
That's the truth. That's the truth. And if you want to live holy and right, you can live holy.
Yes, you can. When I first got to going, I was like, well, I don't know. I just can't have no fun. I just can't do this and do that. My mind was all confused on, you know, if I wanted to live or if I didn't. But after God got my attention and let me know, you have a choice to make. And when he gets done dealing with you in a way that he dealt with me, it's just like Jonah when he tried to run. when that well threw him up, he found out he was ready for work. He was ready to do that job. And when God got done with me, I was ready to say, Lord, I want to live for you. I was ready. And it made me think about it and gave me a change of heart, mind, and soul that I wanted to serve him. And it wasn't no more saying, well, I can't have no fun. It didn't matter about no fun no more. Yep. My fun had been over with, and I was trying to run and keep on with that fun.
Right.
But God said, no.
Right.
Time is now for you to make a decision. And, you know, the thing about it is he still had mercy on me because a lot of people, he'll bless them to get to a point that they're doing better, and then he'll still go ahead and take them. But he had something better in the plan
for
me where I could have been dead and gone that he give me an opportunity to serve him, and not only serve him, to work for him, to serve other people, and to learn how to live a Christian life. And it makes a difference when he's in your life.
Yes, it makes.
People can say what they want to. I know by experience what he can do for me.
What he can do.
So I trust him with all of my heart, and I continue to want
to
do his will. That's right.
To make a believer out of it.
He sure do. And if he don't have what it takes to make a believer out of it, you're hellbound.
That's right.
You can keep on playing around and going through and talking here and there, thinking that you're going to make it, but you're not. Because this is a life that there's no play games. You have to be real with what you live. You have to be real with what you live, what you say, and everything. And only the Lord knows our hearts if we're sincere. People can say, well, I'm this and I'm that. But if you're not sincere, God knows.
He knows. You can't fool God.
And you're going to have to go through some things in life. But once he get a hold to you at that point that he got a hold to me, you will see that it's time for play games to be over.
It's time to make a decision.
So we hurt because of losing loved ones. We pray for them, and we want to see all of them be saved.
Yes, Lord.
And we don't ever give up on them. We never That's give right. up on them. We continue to love them, encourage them, no matter what, how bad it seems or what they do or whatever. We still
right.
show that love and give an encouraging word to them.
That's right.
And we
That's
don't know
right.
how far that word's going within them, because God
right.
starts to work on that word within them to let them know it was a reason
That's
that somebody talked right. to them about it.
Right. We
so we just
see.
Have to continue to trust and believe that things is going to happen in life, and have a little bit of faith to
That's
know
right.
that Christ is the reason and the source of
mm-hmm.
all things. And
mm-hmm.
when time comes, he'll work it
when
out.
Time, he'll work it out. Yes, he will.
He'll work it out.
Yes, he will.
And
well,
I believe that. I used
to
put people down and stuff like that when I was out into the world, but I've learned now to be more of wanting to encourage someone
yeah,
than put
yeah.
them down, because when you come in
right.
contact with a person and you can see the sadness on their face and you don't know what's going on with them or whatever, and
no,
they may not
no.
even be looking at or paying attention at first, but you can walk by them
yeah.
and they have something on their mind and you speak to them, and then it's just
yeah.
like they snap back and they look and they get a little bit of happiness in them because you spoke to them, and
yeah.
and they felt so alone. But with that
well,
word that you just speaking to them, or if they see
yeah.
your face with a smile on it or something
yeah.
that brings a contact to them, it makes
yeah.
a difference
yeah.
in people's life. My mom always taught me, your first
yeah.
impression to a person
impression.
Is what
That's
a person
right.
continues to see in you.
Uh-huh.
If you come to
yep.
a person with a bad attitude, every time
uh-huh.
that person see you, they're going to think you coming with a bad attitude.
Yes.
If you go
yes.
to that person
yes.
with a smile on your face and showing love and stuff like that to them,
right.
when they see
right.
you again, that's the thing that they're going
right.
to remember from you to see that in you again.
Yes.
So we
yes.
have to realize our impressions mean everything to a person.
Yes, it does. Yes,
we don't know
does.
How we're going to come in contact with people, but that first
yes,
impression
right.
can make a difference
that
in a person's
impression.
Life to change
That's
them
right.
and uplift
That's right.
them.
That's right. That's the truth. That is the truth. Lord, have mercy.
So Christ, he give us everything we need to know. We just have to continue to live it and go on trusting in him the way we should. It says your faith must be in Jesus Christ alone. John 3:16. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So faith
right.
in Jesus, if God didn't have that love,
That's right.
how can we have that love when we become
right.
a Christian? We can't
Only
have it.
Him.
But
Only
he taught us
him.
How to love.
Yes.
He taught
he
us
taught
how
us.
To share that love.
Yes, he did.
He taught
yes,
us
he did.
In who the love comes from. Yeah.
yeah he taught,
so we
he
know
taught.
These things through and by
he
the Word
taught,
of God.
Taught.
We know these things. So why do we have so many Christian people that are so insecure, so down and out sometimes because things don't go their way, and they say that I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, but you're not living like it. You're not showing that Christ-like life or that Christ-like love, but you still saying that you are. If you truly got it deep down inside, it's going to show.
Yeah, it'll show. It'll show. If it's in her, it's going to show.
It really is.
Lord, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Oh, help us, Lord.
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22 says, without shedding of blood, there's no remission, forgiveness, or pardon. Without shedding of blood. So the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus.
Blood of
it's
Jesus.
All about the blood of Jesus.
About the blood.
And a lot
yes,
of people, they think about Jesus, they think about God, They think about everything around, but they don't think about that blood that was shedded for our cause.
That is the truth.
The blood
Lord
that was shed for our cause. Hallelujah.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Lord. If
truth,
it hadn't have been for the blood, where would we be,
Lord,
in life?
That is the truth. Lord, have mercy.
I mean, it's something to really think about. And
yes,
you know, I like to go through and research and read things and do things. And when you go over stuff and you start to think about it and everything, and you can just tell that the Spirit's working within, because you know from where all your help comes from. You know who made it possible for the life that you live when you become a Christian. And you look at things within the world and you want to share it with people. You begin to share more and more and more. The more you draw closer to the Lord, the more you want to share it, the more you want to talk about it. And it makes you feel good.
Lord, yes, it does. Yes, it does. Because without him, we can do nothing.
We can do nothing. Hebrews chapter 9, let's see. Let me see what this says here. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Neither by blood of goats and calves.
That's right.
But by his own blood. And one to the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us.
We
don't have to worry about it no more because he did it all. And all of that calves and all of that blood that was shed back then,
it
couldn't
save
us. It couldn't do nothing for us. But the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ,
it
did it all for us. Without it, we would have no way.
That's right.
It says, are you willing to repent and trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Praise God. Praise God.
Or are you going to continue in a life of sin and spend eternity in hell? And that's what everything is about. Where are you going to spend eternity tonight for each and every one that may be listening and take to heart and understand that your life is at stake here?
Lord, have mercy.
Life is at stake. We look at things in life and we say, well, this and that could have happened, you know. But we look at this situation here. Eternity, your life is at stake. Is it eternal damnation, or are you going to spend eternity with God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, as we live for him? We have a choice to make. And the thing is, the choice is ours. He gave us the choice to make. And
yes,
I hear a lot of people complaining about, well, why did God let this happen? Why did God God give you an opportunity in your life to make decisions? If
That's
he
right.
wanted to change each and every one of us, he could. But he gave us our own free will way to make choices and decisions in life. And why are you going to blame someone when you make the wrong choice? Or when things happen in the way you thought it should not happen or the way you thought it should happen, you play the blame game. Every choice you make is yours, no one else's.
That's right.
That's why
That's
when
right.
you get these kids, they get into these games. Well, they make the choice whether they want to or whether they don't want to. Then when they find out they get it, they don't want to be in it, and they don't know how to get out of it.
They don't know how to get out of it.
To get out of it.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
We have choices in life to make. We have to ask the Lord to help us make the right choices in life.
That's right. That's right.
We can't go on our own Well, we can go on to make those choices, but it's best to ask the Lord, because he's our leader and our guide and our source to help us make the right choices.
Right choice.
And
right
when
choice.
We have someone to lead us and guide us, to help us,
mm-hmm.
the Holy Spirit leading us, and we're working with the things of sharing the word of God with people, we have to make the right choice. We can't lie to people. We can't mess around and just say what people want to hear. We have to be honest with them, because there is a heaven and a hell.
It's a heaven and a hell.
We can't just talk about heaven. There's a hell, too.
It's a hell, too.
So we have to make the right choice for everything that we do, because we're going to have to answer.
We're going to have to give an account.
Yes, we are.
Lord, have mercy.
The word lets us know. So there won't be no excuses then.
No excuse.
You can make all the excuses you want to, but it'll be too late.
So why not go ahead?
If you're having suicidal thoughts, if you're having any kind of negative thoughts, or anything not going right in your life, why not try Christ Jesus? Repent. Ask him to come into your life and help you live a better life. And you'll see things change for the better in your life.
That's the truth.
You might have thought you had things going on in life before. But if you ask Christ to forgive you of your sins, and ask him to come into your life to lead you spiritually, you will see a better change than you've ever had before. It doesn't mean you're not going to go through nothing. It doesn't mean that you know the grass is green on the other side. We're going to go through situations like everybody, but we have someone to trust in, someone to comfort, someone to help us. Someone to give us peace deep down inside, to feel a joy in our heart. So
he's
available, free of charge for everyone that's listening and everyone that wants a change in their lives.
He'll do it. He's the source of it all. He's the source of all I need.
He is the source. He's done so much for me in life that I'm just thankful.
I thank God.
I have a caller online, 425-256-0071. I don't recognize that number, but would you have anything to say?
Yeah, I do. How you doing?
Yeah. Well, go right ahead, young man. We didn't fell in there and got to talking so much. Didn't mean to leave you out.
No. Oh, that's okay, and it's always good to hear you talking. I'm listening over here from Seattle area, and it's always good to jump on when I can to hear you talking and talking about the word.
We're glad to have you.
Oh, for sure. So, I think that one of the big things I heard you talking about was the young people, and they just don't even really want to go to church anymore because of how they're perceived and how they present themselves. And frankly, people are supposed to present themselves as broken, as however they come, whether they have clothes on, tattoos, whatever. You don't start going to church when you're perfect. You know, you go to church.
That's right.
You know, you come as you are, and when the faith sees you as you are and accept you as you are. It makes it easier for the young people these days to really do it, because they're really, I see it all the time, they're really disenchanted and turned off by Christians or turned off by older people. They can't be told something. You're right. That first impression is lasting, when, especially if it's a Christian, that will turn them off for good. And obviously
so
we have our own choices, but that will affect their salvation because of the first impression of what they see when they show up at church and they're judged. So I think
it's true.
I'm concerned about you, but I got two sons, 27, one's 25, you know, and I'm concerned about their salvation. I'm done giving advice to them. I just try to listen to them, give them some suggestions, let them see how I'm living, And hopefully with that, see me going to church and everything, they will come on in, you know. So I do appreciate the word, all the words you're talking about today. And like you said about that coworker who said he's going to die and go to hell and that's going to be it. No, that's not going to be it, you know.
That's right.
Our souls are at stake here. So I do appreciate listening to you. And I every time I can get on, I'm reminded to get on. I like getting on and listening to you because truly when you talk about the scripture,
we
still
appreciate
it. That's what we're talking about, for sure.
And the thing is, we have to be honest and have to be true with everybody. Some things we say, people may take offense to because they don't want the true word. But we are required, children of God, to give the true word. We can't sugarcoat anything.
Yes.
Like I said, we're not here to disrespect. We're not here to hurt. But we are here to encourage the best we can. See, because when we encourage, we get encouraged too.
Oh, yeah.
And what we do.
Yes.
Because we have to be encouraged by what we do to someone else, because if we're not, it's no use in trying to share anything with someone. We have to get something from it to help us to do what we do and ask the Lord to help us as we go along and we grow closer in the Lord. And, you know, when my nieces told me what they said about young people, the reason why, and I said, we're not supposed to be like that. As God's children, you've got to have love. You've got to have respect no matter what the age is. You have to show that love, respect. Welcome them in. Don't worry about the look, what they wear, and all of that. Because when we had to go to church when we was coming in, we couldn't worry about that. And mama, if we messed around and somebody come in and we get to looking and staring, she smack us upside the head, stop staring at somebody. And that'd be it.
Indeed.
You know?
Yep.
Because we weren't supposed to do that. So we have to continue to encourage and just love and pray a lot for our young people and put them in God's hands, because he knows there's a whole lot worse of things I probably did than some of them do. So why should I look down and try to down them for what they do? You know?
Right, for sure.
That's not for me to do. That's for me to uplift, because I've been lived it and been through it, and I got to uplift somebody else from it.
Well, I want to thank you, man. I'm encouraged by the message, and I look forward to listening again for sure. God bless.
Well, praise the Lord. We sure glad to have you. We have another caller on 509-521-7769. We have about 2 minutes. Would you have anything to say?
No.
Okay. Would you have anything to say?
You must not.
Well, we do thank God for each and every one that has joined in and listened in, and anyone over the airwaves. Remember, salvation is free, and it can change your life for the better and for the best thing that you ever could receive in your life to make a difference. So with that, we thank God for each and every one that have joined us, and we truly thank the Lord for the program. And just hope that, you know, when we do it again, Lord's will, Saturday at 8 o'clock, that we can come together again, praise and worship the Lord, and just share the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I love each and every one of you. Hope you have a blessed night. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. There you go.